I think a lot of times what you do is so important to help you get to your goals. I think a lot of that. I think there's so many different variations that you can do in fitness to help you get to your goal. There's a lot of different things that you could do, right? I know none of that makes sense. That's why I want you to stay tuned so we can talk about it.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. I hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are in the entire world. It's so great to see you and hear you and be a part of you. I'm just excited. I hope you are too. Guess what? Guess what? 2022 is almost complete, but it's never too late to get your fitness goals started. I don't like excuses. I can't stand them. They tick me off. If you really want to accomplish something, you will do it. You will find a way to do it. You will ask the right questions. You will commit to it and you will accomplish it. I'll give you an example. I have trained many, many years. My most successful clients, the ones that come and they take it on and they accomplish their goals, are the ones that set them first. They're not afraid to set them. And they're also not afraid to fail. I think failing is a huge part of fitness. You're going to fail. I fail all the time. I try different things. I try new exercises. But really, in reality, we are constantly failing. We really are every day. But we're improving, if that makes sense. I know it's kind of an oxymoron. But you're failing. You're hitting that eighth, that ninth, that tenth rep, and they hurt. They're painful. And you want to stop. And you have to stop, right? Because it burns. So initially, you're failing. Right? You are. That's just what you're going till failure. You hear that before, right? Failure. So I think a lot of times you get caught up in the world of fitness. So I had a lady here recently on Instagram comment on one of my posts, and it had to do with cardio. So it had to do with cardio and had to do with walking. So I said, the best thing that you can do is go for walks. If you want to lose weight, is walk daily. Shoot for a goal of 10K steps a day. And her response was, that's impossible. I'm a mom. I can't do that. There's no way to ask of someone to do that. That's crazy. That shouldn't happen. I have to take my kids to practices after work. I sit at a desk all day, blah, 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 blah. So my response to her was, I totally get it. I get it. You sit all day. You have kids. And she also had the nerve to say, you probably don't even have kids. I'm like, well, you probably don't even really follow me. So you would know that I have a lot of kids. And I've been a part of kids' lives many, many years. So they take time. So my response was, yeah, kids take time. You have responsibility to them. They are your priority. But guess what? You can still get up and walk. You can take the stairs instead of the elevator. You can do some exercises in your office. You can walk at your kids' practices. You can take one kid here, one kid there, get it done. Go to a kid's practice, walk around. I do it all the time. I'm at kids' practices all the time. That's what I do. We have practices 3 days a week. We have games on Saturdays. If you really want it bad enough, you'll do it. If you really want something bad enough, you'll do it. So guess what she did? She said, oh, what a response. Definitely unfollowing you. Great. Awesome. I'm glad you did. That's great. So if she likes to do whatever training that she likes to do, my message was walk. If she doesn't want to walk, then don't walk. Go do some HIIT training. Go do some kettlebell training. Those are just as great. I just said one simple way of doing. I think a lot of times what you do is you don't listen to the message, guys. You don't listen. You just don't. Listen to what someone's telling you. If you don't like what they're telling you, ask more questions. Why did you say that? Why did you? Don't just write them off. Now, if they're giving you bad things to do and they're telling you to do something that you're like, I don't know if that should be done. But walking, really? We walk all the time. I sit most of the day. Heck, I drive here and there. I sit in an office. I go out and I train here and there, but I go back to the office because I got to design things. I got to make things. I got websites to design, all sorts of things. But we all have my last response was, we all have 24 hours in a day. I don't think she liked that, but we all have the same 24 hours. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to accomplish it? How bad do you want to go after it? So it's simple things to accomplish big tasks. Like in my intro, I gave you one thing, we talked about another thing. In this fitness realm, you have to try things. You got to find things that you really do enjoy, and sometimes it's going to suck. It's just going to suck. Yeah, getting up at 5 a.m. and going and working out, it's going to suck. It will, but guess what? You'll get used to it. After work, you have no energy. It's going to suck to go work out. It's going to suck to join the gym. It's going to suck at first. And I'm sorry if you're a kid listening to this, but sometimes life sucks. Sometimes you don't want to go to tennis practice. Sometimes you don't want to go to football practice. Sometimes you don't want to. Guess what? Your parents don't want to as well. There's days they don't want to get up and take you places. There's days they don't want to go and do those things. They don't. But guess what? You do them anyway. So that goes with this as well. So here, I'm going to give you another example. I have a client right now that's doing a challenge of drinking water, which is fantastic. I love that. I love it when clients drink water and they drink a lot of water and they have goals of doing it. That's great. I love that. Let's add another challenge to it. Let's say, you know what? I'm going to eat better throughout the day. I'm not going to go through the drive-thru. I'm going to carry fruit with me. I'm going to carry beef jerky with me, protein bars, because I know that you're on the go, right? So why not eat all the protein that you can and all the fruit that you can? It's lower calorie. Can no? It is. It's lower calorie. And I think a lot of times what you do is you make this harder than what it really should be. If you don't want to log your food, don't log your food. But guess what? You're going to have to eat protein. You're going to have to eat less than what you were eating before if you want to lose weight. You're going to have to be in a calorie deficit to maintain it. No, you can't eat your Takis. No, you can't have your, oh man, I love me some spicy Cheetos. The kids were talking about spicy Cheetos the other night. And I was like, oh my goodness, I want some spicy Cheetos. Because you know, that's my kryptonite. Spicy freaking Cheetos. I love them. So I just love them. But I haven't had them in a long time. You have to make a decision to do something and expect that outcome. If you expect to eat like crap and have a six pack, it's not going to happen. If you expect to lift light weights and be able to pick up a car, it's not going to happen. I know that's extreme, but I'm just giving you an example. So if you want to get stronger, guess what you got to do? You got to get in the gym. You got to get in the gym. Right now, my 17-year-old daughter, she is coming and training with me 3 days a week at the gym. We're working out. She's lean. She's skinny, I guess you could say. But she has gotten stronger just in 3 weeks. Like, you can see it. Yeah. She didn't lift very much weight before. I'll give you an example. She was only doing the bar on the bench. That was it. The bar on the bench. 45 pounds. Now she's repping out 85 pounds, 5 reps. Can you believe that? That's crazy. But it takes consistency, and it's only been 3 weeks. Imagine what 3 months is going to be. Imagine what 6 months is going to be. Imagine what 9 months, 12 months. You set yourself up short term. Look down the line. Say, you know what? I'm going to give myself some grace. I'm going to give myself some patience. And whatever you're doing, not only fitness and everything else too. If you want to learn to play the guitar, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have to take your time with it. I tried to play the guitar one time and it was the hardest thing ever. I got frustrated. I got pissed off, whatever you want to call it. I did. It was hard. It was hard. It didn't fit into my plan. So guess what I did? I had to quit because it just didn't fit. It wasn't right for me. I'm not saying quit fitness. I'm just saying maybe Orange Theory is not right for you. Maybe Crunch Fitness isn't right for you. Maybe a health club isn't right for you. Maybe you'd rather work out at home. Maybe you would rather hire a trainer online. Maybe you would rather hire a trainer at a gym. You got to try different things, man. You got to see what works best for you and see how and when and what. Where, I'm going to hit them all. How are you going to get there? What are you going to do? When are you going to do it? All those things you got to ask yourself, those questions. You really do. I think you make this way too hard. You may do. So your job's changing. Let's say your job's changing right now. Your job is physically moving from one side of the area to the other side of the town. So guess what you're going to have to do? For the next 30 days, you got to figure out a plan. What gym am I going to attend? When am I going to work out? How am I going to get there? What lunches am I going to pack? What dinners am I going to make? Man, we crock pot so freaking much. We crock pot all the time. Chicken. We don't get to eat very much meat nowadays because meat's expensive. Beef. I love me some beef, though. We have the meats. I love meat. I just love it. but we got to eat chicken. It's cheaper for us. We got a big family. So the thing for you, you got to know these things too. You got to know it. You got to know what you're going to do. How are you going to accomplish this? When am I going to work out? You better be strength training. That's all I'm saying. You better be strength training. You don't know what strength training is. You better hire me. You better hire somebody. You better hire Kate. You better hire someone at a local gym. You better hire somebody to help you get stronger. You better, because you need to be strength training. I get so ticked off. It's selfish for you to not strength train, especially if you have kids. I'm going to say that again. It is selfish for you to not strength train if you have kids. You need to get strong because you're going to get older. You need to get strong for them because I don't want them taking care of you, physically having to pick you up. So you need to get stronger. That's my thing. Yes, you're going to get old. We all going to get old. But how you get old, how you set yourself up as you get older is the most important part. You want to get strong? You got to strength train. You got to get rid of the excuses. My knees hurt. My back hurts. Everyone's back hurts. Everyone's knees hurt. Everything as you get older. It's part of life. But how are you going to overcome that? What are you going to do? If you don't want it bad enough, turn me off and do not listen to me. Turn it off. Why would you listen to me? You know how I'm going to be. I'm going to be in your face. I'm going to help you. I'm going to get you to your goals. But if you don't want that, then don't listen. Oh, gosh, people, you can do this, though. I do believe in you. I do believe that you can do this. So those are some simple tips, really quick. I just wanted to point those out. Don't get so caught up in the world of fitness. Don't get so caught up on Instagram, Facebook. Remember, those are people, too, trying to make money. So keep it simple. I don't want your money. I could care less. But if you want to train with me, you can. I'll take your money. And guess what? You'll get to your goals. You'll be an investment for yourself. So, yeah, that's it. That's all. That's all she wrote, folks. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy this sick beat. See you later.